Get it? The Burt Show.
Forget about what you know about traditional quote-unquote love languages. What are those love languages?
There's five of them, and I can't remember who wrote the book on them, but there's one that's like acts of service and words of affirmation and physical touch and all the things that you typically expect when it comes to a relationship, but turns out there's about 1,000 more.
We're going to give a shout-out to Gary Chapman, who wrote that book.
Shout-out to Gary Chapman.
Love languages.
Our king, Gary Chapman. Well, this guy named Paul Conway, what you know about Paul Conway on TikTok, who says that actually you may have your own unique love language that Gary Chapman hasn't discovered yet.
These are the other love languages. Words of sarcasm, matching your freak, sending reels, fighting, forgetting scheduled events, leaving a party early together, being in on the bit, descending into Hades for you, making a playlist, yearning, shutting up, spotting on bench, being sassy, giving you their pickles, taking your pickles, turning back to look at you in the underworld and then losing you forever.
Or like any main character in one of our fantasy novels, making a deal with a high fae in yes. order to release you from whatever Tamlin was a part of.
Yeah.
Under the mountain. Why did she do that again? We're talking about our ACOTAR series. But I was wondering, do you guys have a love language in your relationship that you feel like your partner knows about you?
I love these unique ones. The way you laughed is shut up. I feel like that's yours
now. On him. Yes. It's on the board.
So my unique love language is sending and receiving gifts in text messages. I love a good gift combo, like no words, just gifts. Unique compliments. Somebody complimented weird, but just a small, innocuous part of my body. And I was like, that was a lovely compliment. Aww. That was so nice. Thank you. Getting the hell out of my way when I'm in the fast lane. I don't have to tailgate you, but you just automatically just get right over so I can just right past you. And then my greatest love language of all, hating somebody because I hate them.
Yes.
Preach.
Mine will go past hate. Sometimes it's loathing in traffic. I was loathing people yesterday.
No, if you and I, if we're tight and somebody has done me wrong, but they haven't done you wrong, so technically you shouldn't have anything against them, but you know what they did to me and it's fired you up so much that you hate them too, and you stand me because of them, boom! Yep. You have my undying love.
Mine might be appreciation, but it has to do with traffic. Just like when I let you merge, just give me the little like, hey, thank you. That little wave. That
the
little,
wave is your love language?
Little, that's it. Just a little appreciation. Hey. And then when I get off the elevator, just get out the way. Let me get off first. I'm not one that asks for a lot.
These don't sound like love languages. They sound like gripes.
My love is, tomato. Yeah. What do you got?
I did mine more based off of like couples. Mm-hmm. I thought that's what we was doing. Yep. So roast sessions. You got to be able to laugh and roast. Joke with me. Uh-huh. Yeah, I love to have roast sessions. Introvertedness and peace and quiet. That is a love language of mine. You got to know when it's time for me to just be my introverted self and stay to myself. I am not messy. I don't like drama, and we don't agree on that.
So,
you got to know. And for me, this became one as I started traveling because I realize I think I travel a bit different than most people travel. In my past relationships, traveling was always like, we have to be busy and go, see everything, do everything.
Mm.
And then I would get back from the vacation and feel like I need another vacation.
Yeah.
So you got to know how to travel and we get to see a couple things. But if we sit by the pool all day, like that's my love language when I'm on vacation.
Yeah. If I'm being honest in my relationship, it's probably knowing when to give me space and not give me a hard time about it. Just don't make me feel guilty about it. Like, this doesn't have anything to do with you. This is just me wanting a little space.
I love this so much because I was literally, as Mo was talking, you and I were on the same wavelength because I'm like, ooh, I'm going to add mine. Leaving me the hell alone.
Yeah,
that's a big one. For me, it's the consideration of my quirks. And Kristen actually did this the other day for me. So we went to Pilates and I had to bring her the sticky socks that you have to wear for the reformer so you don't slip and slide. And she passes them back to me. She's like, do you want me to wash them? But I know you use a special detergent so I can just give them right back to you. And I was like, she remembered? I'm like, she knows I have eczema, so I can't use anything with any kind of weird dyes or fragrances.
Because the polite thing to do after somebody lets you borrow socks and you wear them during a workout session is for you to take them home, wash them, and then give them back. However, I know my girl is particular about her detergent, so I gave her the option. You want me to wash these, or would you like to just raw dog my nasty socks right now?
I got very sensitive skin. I got a very specific detergent. For me, it's being on time. I'm always like early to dinner reservations, so when you just show up late to the dinner reservation, feel very disrespected. And then on top of that, letting me make the dinner reservation. For me, that's the one thing that I'm very different from most women. A lot of women like for the guy to make the reservation. No, my love language is getting to go on Yelp, look at the photos, and pick the perfect curated restaurant for our night out.
Okay, mine would that sparked a memory. Mine would be just the opposite. When we're going to go on vacation, get out the way, let me handle it.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And also, like, when I get moody, just know that, like, don't judge me. I'm just having a little snotty moment. I'm just being a little brat right now.
Yeah, I'm entitled
and I know
to
I'm going
to
be loved after that, right?
Get it. The Bert Show.